Okay, so good morning. We continue. Today's daf is daf Mem Bet, daf 42. We left off at the bottom of page Mem Alef Amud Bet. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah. Shalom Avol Chanim V'Kalam. And the Rav Machon V'Shalom Lechon. Shalom Avon 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 Okay. We are at the bottom of the page on 41B, about 8 lines from the bottom. Mnemonic. Siman af ubar, anger, fetus, gehinam biyado, gehinam in his hands, nida gola nida, and exile. We're going to have this mnemonic describe the remainder of the perek. And then we're going to, B'ezrat Hashem, start a new chapter today. The Gemara says, we were speaking about yesterday about flattering. So the Gemara says, V'amar bi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo chanufa, afilu ubarin shebimei iman, mechalalein oto. Anybody who has flattery, even the babies, even the fetuses inside the mother's stomach, inside their wombs, they curse this person. Shene'emar, omer l'rashat tzadik ata. Somebody says to a wicked person, you're a tzadik, yikavuhu amim. He will be cursed. He's a amul le'umim, and there will be lots of anger. So the Gemara says, "Ve'in kov ela kilala." Kov is referring to curse. So Neimar lo kaboel. Ve'in le'om ela ubarin. When it says om umim, it's referring to, when it says nations, not really nations, it's referring to an actual fetus. So Neimar le'om le'om yematz. Whenever Yaakov and Esav were in the stomach, and there was lots of back and forth in Rivka's stomach. That's what the pasuk used. La'om ilom yemat. So you understand, om is referring to the baby. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo chanufa nofel b'gehinam. Anybody who has flattery will end up falling in gehinam. Shneimar, hoy ha'omrim la'ra tov la'tov ra. Says, oy, for those people who say that good is bad and bad is good. Makti v'acharav. And then what does it say? Lachen ke'echol kash leshon esh v'chashash lehava yirpe. That this is referring to gehinam, where there's a fire. The fire will eat it like straw. So a person should never have flattery. V'amar b'Elazar, kol ha'machanif l'chavero. There's a girsa, the Rasha, this is over here, l'chavero. Sof nufel b'yado, at the end he will end up fall. If somebody has flattery for his friend, he'll end up falling in his hands. V'imenen nufel b'yado, nufel b'yad banav. If not into his hands, into his children's hands. V'imenen nufel b'yad banav, nufel b'yad ben beno. If not his children, he'll fall into his grandchildren's hands. When Yirmiyahu said to Hananiah, Amen, Ken Ya'aseh Adonai, this is what Hashem should do, Ya'akim Ha'adonai Devarecha. Hashem should fulfill your words. Uchtiv, and then it says, Vahi hu b'shar Binyamin. He was in the gate of Binyamin. V'sham ba'al pekidut u'shmo Yiriyah ben Shelemiyah ben Hananiah. And there was a guard over there by the name of Yiriyah, the son of Shlemiah, the son of Hananiah, so he was the grandson of Hananiah, and he flattered Hananiah. Vayit pos et Yirmiyahu Navi, they grabbed Yirmiyahu Navi, lemor. Right. Lemor, el hakasdim ata nofel. He says, you're going to fall to the kasdim. Vayom Yirmiyahu sheker, eneni nofel el hakasdim. Yirmiyahu said, no way, I'm not going to fall to the kasdim. And then it says, "Va'itfos Yirmiyahu va'yivieu el sarim." They brought him to the sarim, and he was taken captured. So, what do you see? The grandchild of the person who he flattered ended up capturing him. So, you see that it will end up falling in that person's hands. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, kol eda sheyesh b'chanufa me'usak nida. Any congregation that has flattery, it is disgusting like a nida. Shneyamar ki adat chanef galmud. And he says, "Sheken b'krachei ayam korin le'nida galmuda." It's in the pasuk. It says galmud. It means desolate. But in the some places, they call nida a galmuda. So my galmuda. What does it mean? Galmuda gemula mibala. She is separated from her husband. V'amar b'Elazar, Kol edas yesh b'chanufa l'sof gola. The end, any congregation that has flattery will end up being exiled. K'tiv hacha, it says ki adat chanef galmud. And then it says, "Uchtiv hata me'amart bilvavech mi yalad li et ele v'ani shechula v'galmuda gola v'sura." Who gave birth to me for these? Brought me these children, and I'm childless and galmuda. And then it says, "I'll be in exile and like a wanderer." So you see that if a person has chanufa, he'll end up becoming in exile. Amar Yirmiyah bar Abba, arba kitot ein mekablot pnei shechina. There are four types and four groups of people that don't receive Hashem Shechina. They don't see Hashem Shechina. Who are those people? Katletzim, people who are always joking. They're always jokesters. They're never serious. Vekat chanefim, they're always flattering people. Vekat shakarim or shakranim, liars. People are always lying. Vekat mesaprei lashon hara, or people who are speaking lashon hara. These four groups don't see Hashem Shechina. Kat leitzim, dichtiv, as the pasuk says, for the jokesters, mashach yado et lotzetim. Somebody who's always a jokester and never serious, Hashem withdraws himself from him. Kat chanefim, the flatterers, dichtiv, ki lo lefanam chanef yavo. A flatterer will not come in front of Hashem. Kat shakarim, liars, dichtiv, dover shakarim lo yikon neged einai, that someone who speaks falsely will not dwell in front of Hashem. Kad mesaprei lashon hara, dichtiv ki lo el chafetz resha ata, lo yigurecha ra. Says Hashem does not desire wickedness, and he will not live with wickedness. So tzadik ata Adonai, lo yagur v'imgurecha ra. You will never have anyone in your area that will live with you, Hashem, that is evil. Meaning if a person speaks lashon hara, Hashem will not allow them to reside with him. Okay, this is the end of the parak. Hadana l'chayilu ne'marin. Now we'll begin the eighth parak, the second to last parak in the Masechet. It's this parak about Mashuach Milchama. Mashuach Milchama is one of the Kohanim that was anointed to be the one who motivates the nation before going into war. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about exactly what he did. Mashuach Milchama, the anointed one for war, b'shah shemedaber al ha'am, when he speaks to the nation, b'lashon ha'kodesh ha'imedaber, he would speak to them in Hebrew. Sh'neimar v'ha k'korvavchem el ha'milchama, v'nigash ha'kohen, when they would get close to war, and the Kohen would come and approach them. Ze Kohen Mashuach Milchama, you know how I understand this? Like, you know, there's a basketball game, and there's like a guy comes into the locker room, and he gives them like that motivational speech to get into the game, to get their head in the right spot. This is exactly what the Kohen does. His Kohen's job is to give them that motivational speech. Ze Kohen Mashuach Milchama, this is the Kohen who is anointed. V'diber la'am, he speaks to the nation, b'lshon ha'kodesh, he's supposed to speak in Hebrew. V'amar alayhem Shema Yisrael, he says, Shema Yisrael, al oyevechem v'lo achechem. Lo al achechem, you are going against your enemies, not your brothers. Lo Yehuda al Shimon, v'lo Shimon al Binyamin. Not Yehuda al Shimon, not Shimon al Binyamin. Shim tiplu bi'adam yarachamu alechem. If you fall into their hands, they'll have mercy for you. As the pasuk says, "Vayakumu anashim asher nikvu v'shemot," the people who were mentioned, the names, "Vechaziku v'shivya," and they were helped with all of the captives. "Vechol ma'aru mehem hilbishu min hashalal," and all of the naked people were clothed from the spoils. "Vehilbishum," they were clothed. "Ve'anilum," shoes. "Ve'achilum," fed. "Ve'yashkum," given to drink. Vayisuchum, they were given oil. They were like anointed oil. Vayanhalum and vayanhalum bechamorim, and they were placed on donkeys. Lechol koshel, for all those who, let's say, were crippled. Vayviom yericho ir hatemarim etzalachem, they were brought to Yericho, the place of the temarim, by their brothers. Vayashuvu shomron, and then they returned back to Shomron. So you see that the brothers will have mercy on you. So he says, "Al oyvechem atem olchim." You're going against your enemies. Shim tiplu bi adam en rachamin alechem. They're not going to have mercy for you. Don't think they're going to have mercy. Al yerach levavchem. Don't have a soft heart. Al tiruv, al techbezu. Don't be afraid. Al yerach levavchem. Im bnei tzahalat susim et tzichtzu charavot. Don't be afraid of the sound of their horses and the noise of their swords. Al tiru, don't be fear, mnecha gafat terisin, from the slashing of their shields, vishifat hakalgasin, and the lots of their soldiers. Al tachbezu, another way of saying don't be afraid, mikol karanot, from their horns, don't be afraid. Al ta'artzu, don't be shocked, mipnei kol tzevachot, don't be afraid of their riots. They're going to have a lot of noise, don't be scared of them. Ki Adonai Elohechem ha'olech imachem, Hashem is coming with you. Shehem ba'in min tzachono shel basar adam, They're walking with the trust to win in a human being. You're walking with the trust to win in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? As the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Plishtim ba'u b'nitzchono shel Goliath. Plishtim trusted in Goliath to win. Me'ya sofo. What was the end? Nesof nafal b'cherev v'naflu imo. He died by the sword, and they died with him. B'nei Amon ba'u b'nitzchono shel Shovach. B'nei Amon, they trusted in Shovach. Me'ya sofo. What was his end? Nesof nafal b'cherev v'naflu imo. He fell to the sword, and they fell with him. V'yatem iyatem ken. But for you, Am Yisrael, you're not the same. It's different. Why? Ki Adonai Elohechem Ha'olech Imachem Nilachem Lachem. You have Hashem with you fighting this war. Ze Machaneh Ha'aron. This is referring to the Am Yisrael, the Machaneh Ha'aron, the camp with the Aaron. Okay, this is the Mishnah about the Meshuach Milchama. The Gemara says, Maika Amar. Well, where do we see from the Pasuk that it has to be said in Hebrew, his motivational speech? Imagine, the guy comes into the locker room and everyone's an English-speaking team, and he comes and starts motivating everyone in Hebrew. Like, what's going on? How do we know it has to be in Hebrew? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what he meant to say. So Neymar Vediber, it says Vediber, Ulahalanu Omer, and in the Pasuk about Har Sinai, it says, Moshe Yedaber, Va'elohim Ya'anenu Bekol. They're just like over there. The speaking was in Hebrew. So Ma Lahalan B'Shon HaKodesh, Avkan B'Shon HaKodesh. So too over here, it must be in Hebrew. Tan Rabbanan, when Yigash HaKohen Vediber La'am, he spoke to the nation, Yachol Kol Kohen Sheyirtze, can it be any motivating Kohen, any person who's a Kohen can come and motivate? Talmud V'Dibra Shoterim. No, it says V'Dibra Shoterim. Ma Shoterim Me'Memune, Av Kohen Me'Memune. It has to be someone who is appointed. Not any person can just walk into the locker room and just go come and give a speech. It has to be an appointed motivator. Ve'Ema Kohen Gadol. Okay, why don't we say it's the Kohen Gadol? It says Dumiya De Shoter. It has to be similar to a Shoter, like an officer. It says Ma Shoter Sheyesh Me'Memune Al Gabav, Av Kohen Sheyesh Me'Memune Al Gabav. The Shoter has someone who is higher level than he is. So too the Kohen has to be someone who is a higher level than he is. Kohen Gadol is all the way at the top. But the Kohen Gadol, Nami, Hayika Melech Al Gabav. Well, we learned in the previous Mishnayot that Kohen Gadol comes under the king. The king is on top of the Kohen Gadol. So there is someone on top of him. So the Gemara says, Ba'avodato Ka'amar. No, we're talking about in the service that he does. In his temple service, he is the highest level, the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen is, the Melech is a higher level, but not within the temple service. He's not doing the temple service. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Sgan, why don't we say the backup Kohen Gadol does this? Sgan, lav memunehu. No, the Sgan is not appointed. The Tanya, the Braita says, Amar bichanina, Sgan ha-Kohanim, lema Sgan memune. So he says, for what is the backup Kohen Gadol made for? She'im era bo psul be-Kohen Gadol, nichnasu mishamesh tachtav. If there is a psul in the Kohen Gadol, the backup steps in. He's a backup QB. He's not a... I hope everyone enjoys the analogies of all the sports. I think it makes a lot more sense like that. He's a backup player. So he's not a player that starts. So he's only put on the bench for the sake of if he's needed to get into the game, if the player gets injured. Or let's say the Kohen Gadol, Lehavdil ben HaKodesh Lachol, the Kohen Gadol gets psul, so therefore he has to step out. V'amar lehem, Shema Yisrael. Says, Ma'ishna Shema Yisrael. Why does he say Shema Yisrael? Amar b'yachonan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Says Amar Nam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to the Jewish people, Afilu Lo Kiyamtem Ela Kriyat Shema Shacharit VeArvit Iyatem Nimsarim BeYadam. Even if you only prayed Kriyat Shema in the morning and at night, the mitzvah of Shema in the morning and night, still you're not going to lose to them. Hashem is going to be with you. That's what he was trying to get them to do. So Al Yerech Levavchem Al Tiru. Don't be afraid. Tanur Rabbanan. Pa'amayim Hu Medaber Imam. There was two times he motivated them. You see, this is where the motivational speakers, they don't know this. They only come into the locker room before the game. But the Kohen, he would come twice. Once, Achad Basfar, Achad Bamilchama. Once by the border, and once during the war. Right? At the beginning of the war. Basfar Ma'u Omer, what would he say at the border? Flipping the Amud, Shim'u Divrei Ma'arechei Amilchama V'chazur. Listen to the rules of the war, and come back. Raji explains, and we're going to see this later on in the Masechet, who is able to come back, who is not. There are certain people who are exempt from the war. Somebody who just got married, somebody who just bought a house, so on and so forth, different people that are exempt. So you have to learn those things so you can be able to come back if you need to. But milchama ma'omer, what does he say to them at the beginning of the war? Al yarach levavchem, al tir'u v'atabchazu v'atarzu. It says, "Keneged arba'at varim she'umot ha'olam osin." It's against the four things that the nations of the world do. Megifin, clash their shields. Meri'in, they blow their horns. So vechin, they're always shouting. Verom mesin, and they're setting their horses, making noise with their horses. So these four things are connected. Those four things. Plishtim ba'u b'nitzchono shel Goliath. Plishtim came with the trust and strength that Goliath will help them win. Goliath, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, she'amad b'gilui panim l'fina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood up against Hashem, Goliath. Right? The story of Goliath and David now comes along. What happened? She'amar, beru lachem ish v'yered elai. He says to Hashem, bring someone down to fight me. Pick someone from your team. Let's see. He goes, pick someone your own size. Come and fight me. Ve'ein ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says ish, he's referring to Hashem. She'amar, Adonai ish milchama. Hashem is the man of war. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareni Mapilal Yedei Ben Ish, I'm going to conquer him with the son of Ish, the son of Ben Ishai, right? Ben Ishai. Shneimar veDavid Ben Ish Efrati Hazeh, David Ben Ish, it says. So he is going to be the one to conquer it. Amar Yochanan Rishum Rabbi Meir, Bishlosha Mikomot Lechado Piv LeOto Rasha. Three places, Goliath's words came against him.
Freudian slip, it's called.
Yeah. Echad, one of them was what we just said. Beru lacham ish ve'yered elai, where his own words came against him. Ve'idach im yuchal li lachem iti ve'hikani, you're going to hit me, also came against him. Ve'idach dekamar le David, akelev anochi ki ata ba'elai me'maklod. What am I, a dog that you're coming after me with sticks? Wait, the Gemara then says, wait, David nami amar le. David also said to him, ata ba'elai b'cherev b'chanit u'chidon. You are coming against me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. So he said the same thing back to David. So why didn't it come against David? So he says, Hadar Amarle, because then David re-said, Va'anochi ba'elecha b'shem Adonai tzvot Elohim ha'arachot Yisrael asher cherafta. He says, I'm coming against you with Hashem's help. Because you ridiculed him. I'm coming against you with Hashem. Va'yigash ha'pelishti ha'shkem ha'arev. Goliath, day and night, morning and night, every day was coming after him. Amar Yochanan kedei levatlan kirat Shema shachir arvit. He didn't want them to say Shema in the morning and at night, because Shema in the morning and at night is so powerful. Vayitatzev arba'im yom. He stood forth 40 days. Amar Yochanan keneged arba'im yom shenina b'hen Torah. It's keneged the 40 days that the Torah was given. Vayitzev isha beinayim machanot pelishtim. This man from the beinayim came out from the land of the pelishtim. My beinayim, what's beinayim? Amar Rav shemivuneh mikol mum. He was clean from, he's perfect from every blemish. Ushmuel amar beinoni shebeechav. He was the middle one in the brothers. He was the middle size in the brothers. Dever Rabbi Shila amar shehu asui kebinyan. No, Rabbi Shila says
he was the middle child.
Rabbi Shila says that no, it's referring to shehu asui kebinyan. He was very strong. He was like a building. He was very, very strong. Rabbi Yochanan amar bar mea papei v'chad ananai. No, Goliath had 100 stepfathers and one father. What happened? All of these men kept coming and sleeping with his mom until one of them made him pregnant. So he had one father. We don't know who it is. And 100 stepfathers. Who knows who they are? V'Goliath shemo migat. His name is from Migat. What's Migat? Tana Rav Yosef shakol dashin etimo kegat. Everyone slept with his mother like a wine press. It says from the caves, but we read it as from the regions. So he says, "Tanur of Yosef shakul heiru be'imo." Everybody cohabited with his mom. K'tiv harafa, k'tiv orpa. Her name was Harafa. It says orpa. It says Rabu Shmuel. Chad amar harafa shma. Her name was really Harafa. V'lama nikra shema orpa. Why would they call his mom orpa? Shakul orfinota me'acharya. Everyone sodomized her from behind. V'chad amar orpa shema. No, the other one says her name is Orpa. V'lama nikra shema harafa. Why do they call her harafa? Shakol dashin otaka harifot. Everyone would crush her like kernel wheat. V'chen hu omer, like it says, v'tikacha isha ha'isha v'tifrosh masach al penei be'er. She placed a curtain on the well, v'tishtach aleh harifot, and placed on it kernels. V'yibaydem ha'me'achan, if you want to say even from here, im tichtosh et ha'avir v'machtesh v'toch harifot ba'eli. It says if you crush the fool, and it's over here, it says the word harifot and ba'eli. It refers to, you know, like relations. Vet arba'at ela yuladu leharafa begat. These four children came to Harafa. Vayipelu b'yad David b'yad avadav, and they fell in the hands of David and his servants. Maininu, who are they? Amar v'chisda, Saf, Umadon, Goliath, v'yishbi benov. These four from Nov. V'yishbi from Nov. Vayipelu b'yad David b'yad avadav, they fell in the hands of David and the hands of his servant. Dichti v'tishak orpa l'chamotah v'rut davkava. Says, Orpa kissed her mother-in-law. And Ruth stuck with her. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo b'nei Neshuka, v'yiplu b'yad b'nei Devuka. The children of the kisser will come and fall in the hands of the one who stuck their mother-in-law. Meaning, Goliath and the brothers will fall in the hands of David, the descendant of Ruth. Darash Rava, Bishar Arba Dema'ot Shehorida Orpa Al Chamota, for the four tears that Orpa shed on her mother-in-law, Zachta V'yatzum Mimena Arba Azek Giborim, she had these four brave men from her children. Shneimar V'tisenna Kola V'tivkenna Od, they cried further and further. K'tiv Chetz Chanito, when it talks about Goliath, it says Chetz Chanito V'karinan Etz Chanito, we call it Etz Chanito, like a wooden spear. This is Amar Bilazar, it's talking about his praise. So but when it says chetz, what is chetz? Chetz is from Lashon chatzi, half. It only referred to half of his praise. So adayin halo yigiyanu lachatzi shivcho shel ato rasha. This is only half the praise of this rasha. Mikan sha'asur lesaper shivchan shel rasha'im. It's coming to teach us that you're not allowed to praise wicked people. So the Gemara says, velo liftach beklal. Why does it even praise him at all? Why does it praise him halfway? It wanted to teach us how strong David was. By showing us how strong Goliath was, it teaches us how strong David really was. So it taught us half of his praise, because you're not allowed to teach the full praise. But it wanted to teach us how strong he was, teach us how strong David really is. We'll stop there for today. Quick 1 minute recap. We started today by finishing. We said there are four groups of people who don't see the Pnei Shekhinah. Kat Letzim, Kat Chanefim, Kat Shakarim, Kat Mesbeh Lashon Hara, jokesters, flatterers, liars, and Lashon Hara. Then we started Meshulach Melchama, the Kohen motivator who motivated the people going to war. He told them, don't be afraid of all of these sounds that they're going to make. As we got to the Amud Bet, then we started talking about Goliath, the fight between Goliath and David, and how Hashem was with David HaMelech and placed him that he was going to win this war going back and forth. And at the end of the daf, it pretty much was talking about how the mother of Goliath was slept with so many men that it was as if Goliath had 100 stepfathers and one father. We don't know who it really was. And still, because she shed, Orpa, Harafa, whoever we call her, she shed four tears on her mother-in-law's shoulder. So she had these four giburim who came out to be very brave men. We'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.